area of operation.
Well, we know there are 47 nations that are part of this two-day summit to talk about nukes in Washington. And so far, all of these leaders have pretty much said, oh, yeah, sure, we back President Obama's call for securing all of the nuclear stuff, the materials all over the globe within 4 years to keep them out of the hands of terrorists. But how do they specifically do that? How do they achieve that pretty lofty goal? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. Very pleased at the top of the show to talk to an expert on terrorism. We love this guy, Jeff Atticott. He's from the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio, and everybody looks to him for advice. He's traveled around the world, has an incredible resume, and has advised people like the FBI. Thanks so much for jumping on the show, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Kate, my pleasure.
Okay, so you heard what I said there, this goal about let's eliminate these materials. Okay, yes, we all agree of the people who are at this summit, but is this really plausible? Is this just words and pretty impossible to do?
Yeah, I mean, this is really the Obama doctrine, and that is we're gonna talk our way out of every problem and not really do anything about it. The so-called nuclear summit is really cover, in my opinion, for his total inability to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons. He's been talking to them now for almost 16 months and has produced absolutely zero. So let's have a summit and all sit down and sing Kumbaya, and then we can say, well, we had a summit, but it just didn't work out, and Iran now has nuclear weapons on my watch. But hey, it's not my fault, because I got all these countries together, and we, you know, the United States can only stand by and look as weak as the world sees us right now.
And they're talking about those sanctions. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans, right? As you said, 16 months and counting. What should really be done as far as Ahmadinejad is concerned in Iran?
Yeah, this will be the fourth UN sanction, and they're absolutely meaningless. We saw the same thing with Saddam Hussein. The United Nations Security Council is a meaningless organization unless you have one nation that is willing to step up to the plate like the United States. And essentially, nothing has ever been done unless the U.S. does it and leads the way. And Mr. Obama doesn't want to be a leader. He doesn't want to lead the way. He wants to follow, and that's just not going to work in the real world. What must be done? Well, it's a hard solution. Sarkozy said it best, President Sarkozy of France. Either Iran gets the bomb or we bomb Iran. There simply is no middle ground. You're not going to negotiate with them. The sanctions amount to about 25% of the output of Iranian oil per day, which is meaningless. They're going to get atomic weapons, and all the talk in the world is not going to stop them. The only thing that will stop them is a calculation that we will use force, so that's deterrence, or the actual application of force. Now, that will cause repercussions, but, you know, the balance has to be determined. Is it, you know, more beneficial to the United States and our interests to allow Iran to get nuclear weapons, or is it more beneficial for us not to allow them to get nuclear weapons? Either way, it's a very tough choice if you're going to do something, but this is all academic and moot because this president has clearly demonstrated he's not going to do anything. Iran will get nuclear weapons because we're not going to do anything. The Chinese, the Russians, they're not going to do anything. Nobody's going to do anything.
Wow. And who knows, Jeff, you know that this is obviously something they've been working on. We don't know how close they are. We don't know what's happening other than the uranium enrichment, but how far along they are, you know, who knows. But I think they're probably closer than we think. What do you think?
The Israelis, the best sources in Israel think that they will have a nuclear capability by the year 2012 at the latest. So we're winding down. We're discovering new secret, you know, facilities that were undisclosed in the past. And the Iranians are simply, you know, they're not denying it. They're saying, yeah, we're doing it. And what are you going to do? So, you know, it's a tough choice. But, you know, going and using the application of violence is always a tough choice. And there's going to be consequences either way. So you've got, you know, you've got two bad choices, and it's easy to make a choice between good and evil. Here we've got two choices that are going to be very difficult to make. But with this signal right now, the Iranians, you know, are probably celebrating in the street, at least the leadership, of course, because they know that nothing's going to stop. Nothing's going to stop them. And they're going to proceed full steam ahead.
Yeah. Well, what do you make of Benjamin Netanyahu not going to the summit?
Well, you know, they sent a lower-level person to this summit, and it's really kind of a response because the Israelis feel that this president has abandoned them. He said as much about the peace process. He said, well, I've tried to do everything I can, but I can't do anything there. So he's failed at the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. And clearly the only country in the world that might have the capability and the will to stop Iran is Israel, a tiny postage stamp on the world stage. And, you know, let's face it, they're receiving threats from Ahmadinejad that he's going to wipe them off the face of the planet. And they know that he's developing nuclear weapons. So 1 + 1 = 2. Whether they're going to do it or not, or whether they can do it or not, is an open question. But, you know, this is not all Mr. Obama, because President Bush, before he left office, said he would not leave office without ensuring that Iran would not get nuclear weapons. And, of course, he did leave office. But ultimately, when they do acquire nuclear weapons, it's going to be on Mr. Obama's watch, and you can't blame George Bush for this one.
Yeah. The START treaty with the Russians, your take on that and whether it's effective or just another empty gesture?
It's an empty gesture. I mean, it's old thinking. It would be great if we were, you know, 20 years ago in a time machine, but the threat is not from Russia. The threat's from Iran and North Korea. And then the closing remarks that the president made at this summit, he didn't even mention North Korea or Iran. Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world. They're the puppet masters. They have Hezbollah in Lebanon. They have Hamas in Gaza. And they sponsor terrorism around the world. They're the number one threat. And, you know, signing a deal with Russia, they're not a threat anymore. I mean, the fact that they have a lot of nuclear weapons that are stockpiled, or we've got some that are stockpiled, yeah, you know, you can put the spin on it any way you want to. But the Russians aren't the threat. The threat is Iran. What are you going to do about Iran? What are you going to do about North Korea?
Yeah, and speaking of North Korea, I mean, this is kind of a flip a coin, and especially everything you just said about Iran and their position in the Middle East and Hezbollah and Hamas and terror groups. But how fearful should we be of Kim Jong-il and North Korea?
Well, you know, in my view, they're less of a threat than the Iranians because they're more pragmatic. You can deal with them. You can cut a deal with them. They're not motivated by religious ideology. Whereas the leadership, the mullahs, they're, you know, that's a theocracy. And they have very bizarre religious beliefs about the end of the world syndrome. The 12th era is going to come back, the missing imam, if they can just start, you know, chaos in the world as part of this theory. And many people interpret that to mean that if they have atomic weapons, they might use them. Because in their view, this will bring back the missing imam and they will rule the world. So that's a far more, when you mix religion with this type of power, it's far more dangerous than the regime in North Korea. Those folks can be contained to a degree, but they're still the number one threat. It's not Russia. And, you know, the big trumpet here is that, well, we cut a deal with the Russians. You know, this is 20 years later. The Cold War is over. Russia's not threatening us. Iran and North Korea are the threats to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Atticott, thanks. Always good to have you on the show. We appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll talk more about that on the flip side, along with this missing girl who was found in the Florida swamps. Hang with us.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DooblyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we'll have more on the Nuke Summit and what I've been talking about, that it's just a bunch of rhetoric, but nothing with any teeth. And I think Jeff Atticott, really, who this has been his business his entire career, sums it up the best. Who are you concerned about? Iran, because of the terrorist organizations, and the likelihood, as I've also talked about and many of you have called in, that Israel is going to be in the position where they're going to lob a bomb the direction of Iran, knowing full well, hey, you let them get this weapon, which is what they're doing, and there's no deterrence, and you don't make the hard choice, eventually it will come and rain hell down on us. And clearly, as he said, which has been my contention all along, you mix religion into this, that's the Middle East, and it's a powder keg. Remember Iraq, the problem. What was the problem there? The Shia, the Sunnis. The Kurds, very hard when you start to cut up the Middle East and look at thousands of years of history and hatred and problems with different, especially extremist, crazy groups that seem to be growing. And that's where the danger lies. He's absolutely right. And if you have to make the hard choice, what choice do you make? Do you let them just get the bomb? Or do you try to stop it? The answer is you try to stop it, but it's not with the UN Security Council. He's absolutely right. It is a limp organization unless the U.S. does something. That's the only way. So anyway, you can always throw in your two if you want to dish on that at 800-259-5791. But let's give you something good here right at the top out of the chute of America tonight as we mix it up. Crazy story out of Winter Springs, Florida, which is in the central part of that state. A girl goes missing last week, 11 years old, just goes missing for 4 days. She disappears into an alligator infested swamp, just about a half a mile from where her house is. And this Nadia Bloom has Asperger syndrome, where they're basically what that is an awareness thing. And the focus on whatever it is that they're doing. So supposedly she was shooting a nature movie and, you know, wandered off. The family was scared to death naturally. 11-year-old girl, missing swamps, alligators, nuts, who knows. And a neighbor somehow was part of the search team or went out to help the rescuers and spotted her. The rescuers went in, and that's the good news. But here's how it played out earlier in the day. A lot of people excited about this, and this was the official word.
Officers, when they got there, glad you guys found me. Can't believe you rescued me.
Yeah, and I love that because she had to, she was there in darkness. Woke up in the morning, same thing over and over again, like a nightmarish groundhog day. I mean, dense woods. So, you know, this is scary, scary stuff, I think. If you're the parents, they had been going crazy, wondering and worrying. She's got insect bites all over her, and nothing with alligators, thank goodness. And apparently, you know, maybe a little bit shook up and dehydrated, but the doctors say she's going to be fine. She's well. They're treating her. And I'd be interested to see an interview with her to hear some of the details of what those – she's 11, so she – what were those nights like? What was that like? How did that happen? And, you know, she hadn't talked to anyone. She just went into the woods, and nobody had talked to her, and she was missing. She was last seen – riding a bike, and that's, they were looking for up and down streets and in neighborhoods, and then ultimately in the woods too. But think fifth grade, they find her bike, they find her helmet, and that's it. She had a backpack with her, and so they figured, well, she has the backpack with her. But this is a crazy good story. How about some applause from Minneapolis? Finally, a happy ending. Every time you talk about a girl missing, it has a thick, terrible twist to it. The story in the end, if they're usually found dead. So this is good news. Matt, isn't that just a wild ending? Think of the alligators. I mean, I've been in Florida, and listen, alligators and swamps. It's one thing to be on a golf course or to be in a neighborhood and see a gator off in the distance or perhaps in the backyard. But this really was a swamp, the traditional kind of swamp that you think of in your mind. Horrible bugs, scary critters, and the gators.
Yeah, it's crazy that she was safe for that long. And also that I think it's kind of even more crazy that they didn't find her until now.
I do too.
Because she was just pretty much in the same spot the whole time.
Yep.
And it just happened to be in some area that I heard on the news that they hadn't searched yet. And this one random guy decided to go out and search that place on his own. And you just think, why didn't they cast a bigger net?
I know. I mean, and just so lucky that something hadn't happened to her. Often, I mean, it's not that it happens every day, but we hear of things happening with kids jumping in water that where there's alligators and somebody fighting off a gator or something happening because they move so fast. They see something in the water that's splashing around or that kind of thing. And in a swamp, especially, the high reeds, how dense it is, that's the kind of stuff that these creatures thrive in. And this girl is sitting right there on that one dry piece of dirt. And luckily, the neighbor spotted her. And, yeah, that's an incredible ending for this family. I wrote something about it on AmericaTonight.net on the website and just flat out said in one word, it's a miracle. I mean, it is. It's got to be a miracle for that family that there was not some nasty ending and having no idea what she could have been doing, finding the bike and all that sort of stuff. I mean, what a great ending. On the opposite side of the spectrum, this too made big news for different reasons. And, you know, I don't know if you saw this one or not, but a huge decision when it came to a Boy Scout. I want to say it was 1.4 million. It was the verdict in that Boy Scout abuse case. And see, this is where your mind goes when you think about kids. We've seen this happen now with the Catholic Church and some of the priests, now all the backlash from the Vatican and other people who are furious and think that the Catholic Church is being beat up because all the abuse stories are starting to pop all over again. Well, a jury in Portland, Oregon, decided to award $1.4 million to a Portland man and decided that the Boy Scout organization was liable for up to $25 million in punitive damages. That's going to be decided in a separate phase of a trial. So check this out. The jury delivered kind of a rebuke, I guess you would say, to the Boy Scouts of America when they found that they failed to protect a man who was molested by an assistant scoutmaster in the early 1980s. So over the first couple of weeks of testimony, they had this stuff that was leaking out, stuff that was starting to come out about these secret scout perversion filed records of known sex offenders that were they used as evidence. And, you know, the jury went over everything for 2 days, and they're wondering how much that played into these so-called perversion files. But the scouts denied allegations of negligence and said the files actually helped keep child molesters out of their ranks. So they had these files set up on known sex offenders, saying this was a way they could keep them away from the Boy Scouts. So the guy, 38-year-old Kerry Lewis, who filed the lawsuit in the first place, argued that the Boy Scouts were reckless for allowing a scoutmaster to continue to associate with victims, with the victim's scout troop after he acknowledged that he had molested 17 Boy Scouts. And here's the deal again with the religion. The guy, his name is Timur Dykes, the guy who, the molester, told a bishop for the Mormon church in the early 80s that he had done the damage to these scouts, that he, in fact, had molested 17 scouts. So he was convicted of three times of various abuse charges involving boys and served time in prison. And he acknowledged in a deposition that he abused Lewis. But what are the Mormons thinking in this case, at least this particular bishop who covered this up? I don't get it. So the Boy Scouts have to pay the money. They've got $1.4 million verdict. And it's going to get interesting to see if any other suits are filed. Hang with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Just a couple of days left until you have to pay your taxes. Ooh, ugly. If you haven't paid them, you'll be burning the midnight oil. Or, like I've been suggesting, just do the extension thing and then you don't have to sweat it out, okay? That's probably the easiest. You know, there are 261 days left in the year. We're going to jump to this day in history, birthdays, and news you can abuse coming up round the bend. But before we get to that, a couple of big things that made news, just to re-rack some of the headers for you. And it includes the fact that Arizona has passed this strict illegal immigration act. It passed in the Senate. Now it passes in their House, so it's definite. You just have to have the governor, Jan Brewer, sign it, the Republican governor, who's had it up to her eyeballs, as I mentioned before, with the problems the state is having combating issues surrounding people that are in Arizona illegally, in the country illegally, and overrunning Arizona. It's true because of their location. It's a vintage border point area, and a lot of people are coming across. Now, the idea that police officers can pull somebody over for whatever reason, and then if they have a reasonable suspicion that somebody is an illegal immigrant, determine the person's immigration status, it's going to make it interesting for the cops. In fact, not everybody was on board. The union, the police union in Arizona, said fine, but the chiefs of police not on board, the State Police Chiefs Association, didn't like the bill because they thought it's going to be incredibly difficult for these officers with the trust factor with the immigrants who could be potential witnesses? You know, how rough will it be from that point of view? I think that we're going to hear a lot more about the bill, but it definitely puts Arizona square in the middle of the illegal immigration battle, because they have the most popular point for coming across. The state is pretty aggressive with all kinds of laws that they've had in the past, and this is just one more effort to figure out a way to not have so many illegals in Arizona that it's causing problems there. It's causing problems financially, etc. Now, the ACLU is all over this puppy, and they're trying to sue, or they're vowing to sue, to block the bill from taking effect if the governor signs it. There's no doubt about that. They also are quick to tell you that a federal court actually knocked down a New Hampshire law in 2005 that said illegal immigrants were trespassing, declaring that only the federal government has the authority to enforce immigration. There is another point to this Arizona law, which makes day laborers illegal, and it violates, they say, the First Amendment. Come on now. Honestly, the bottom line is it'll kick into effect, I believe, for however long until the ACLU gets its way, and then it'll be reversed. It'll be struck down just like in New Hampshire. Then they'll throw it back on the feds, and then the feds do nothing. We had these laws on our books. They just were never enforced, and now it's gotten worse. I said this before. If during the Reagan administration the ICE guys had come in and they had cracked down on businesses, you wouldn't have the situation that you have now. And even if you had people that came in illegally, you wouldn't have the amounts of people coming in. And I'm sorry just to hit you over the head with this, too, but the fact that you don't just, you know, you're not just talking about the Mexicans that are coming across the border. You're talking about the Latin Americans. You're talking about the possibility of terrorists getting through that southern border, not just the Canadian border, but through the southern border, which they have, meaning people that are coming in illegally from someplace in the Middle East. We know that there have been people that have been caught, but frankly, absolutely, you know, not enough. Also, big on the minds of everybody is what's happening in Washington. A little of this, a little of that, just conversation about nukes and what to do with the situation with Iran and Al-Qaeda if they were to get the nuclear materials or any other terrorist group to have their hands around a real nuclear weapon. What would it mean? The president is reporting that there has actually been real progress at the summit, and it's not just a lot of hot air. We were just talking to Jeff Atticott a little earlier, and you heard what he had to say, that it's just empty words that's coming out of Washington with this 47-nation nuclear summit. And that nothing is happening here of significance, because the United States and the Russia signing a START agreement doesn't really do much of anything. They may eliminate some of their weapons, but they still have the weapons. We still have the weapons. They still have the weapons. And it's not the Russians and the Chinese, like Atticott said, that we should be concerned about. It's the enemy that we're all very familiar with, Iran in particular, but the whole idea of somebody in one of the terrorist networks that want to see Western people dead, Americans dead, that's where the danger comes into play. That, absolutely. Now, in the beginning of the summit, the Ukraine announced that they would get rid of their enriched uranium within the next 2 years. Also, Canada said it would send highly enriched uranium from an Ontario nuclear power plant to the United States for safekeeping. I mean, so that part's good. You know, if you can shore up whatever the materials are so that you have, you know, the would-be terrorists not easily getting their hands on it. But I have to agree, and this is what we said in the beginning of this, heading into this, that there wasn't a lot that was going to really come out of this. That, you know, when you talk about homicidal, crazy maniacs, terrorists, that's going to be able to stop that. You just hope they don't get that any plan to do that is thwarted, that somehow there's a way to stop it if we can find out about it before it's too late. So, you know, the bottom line is the world has countries with nukes, and the concern isn't about the European countries or the United States or Russia or China or any of that. It's about North Korea, Iran, and terrorist networks. We knew this heading into it. We talked about it many, many times. That's the long and short of it. Another big story that happened heading into, well, actually earlier in the day, was a huge story concerning the Boy Scouts and a man who was abused by a leader, a Boy Scout leader, if you will, and jurors in Portland, Oregon awarded the former Boy Scout $1.4 million after finding that the organization itself was negligent in allowing a Scout leader who was a sex offender to have contact with him. And it's been a big, big battle. And the Scouts lose out on this one. How the Scouts handled the case of the former Scout leader, Timur Dykes, at the center of this lawsuit that's been kicking up dust in other places. Now, there are at least 17 other Boy Scouts that say they, too, were molested by this guy. So the Boy Scouts, if you go back and other people file suits, there's a good chance the Boy Scouts are going to have to pay up in not just this case, but perhaps in a few others. They did acknowledge that they have confidential files, but they say they're made confidential to protect people who are ineligible to be Scout leaders, but who might not have done anything illegal, because the whole contention was they had this archive of secret files that chronicled decades of abuse of boys. And good for the man that won this suit, 38 years old, wins that money, and only part of it's been decided. There still are other damages that'll be awarded, and bring it on. I think whether it's the Catholic Church covering up the abuse of the priests or the situation in the Boy Scouts, it's time to expose all these guys. It's time to get some retribution, frankly, for horrible things that happen to men now that are having a hard time in their lives, you know, conflicted, trying to deal with what ultimately destroyed their childhood, that took their innocence away. And to me, you can't give them enough money, or you can't do enough to really comfort them. And that's, you know, that's the long and short of it. This was a crazy story that broke. There were whispers about this, but it officially kind of broke worldwide earlier in the day, and it's about Sarah Palin's contract. Sarah Palin, I've said this before, whether you think she has no brain cells or you think she's brilliant and a bombshell and, you know, kudos to her, she's absolutely somebody in many parts of the country that the GOP wants to trot out because she's popular and she's a money raiser. And that's the whole thing about politics. You want, no matter what ultimately the world view is or whatever, there are enough, we like her, that she's raising big money for the GOP. So it's not shocking to me that, like I said, the story broke earlier in the day about these shredded documents over Sarah Palin's contract and a future speaking agreement where and why this is a surprise to anyone that the California State University is paying, you know, $100,000 in travel and meal and accommodations and other expenses for Palin's visit. I don't know why that's so shocking to people, because what, you thought she was doing it for free? Although it is funny. It's funny to read about it. And it's funny because what happened was the students discovered her contract in a school dumpster related to that upcoming appearance. They were found shredded outside the administration, one of the administration buildings. So now there's a big to-do about these shredded documents, and is, you know, California State University liable for all this information that's gone out there as far as this spending of the money to bring the former Alaska governor to the school for a fundraiser. Crazy. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Time to bring back news you can abuse to stay in history and birthdays here on America Tonight. Remember your prom days? You went up and you drove up in your dad's ride, whatever it was, or you rented a limousine, and you picked up your date, and you know, your heart was all aflutter, and you knew she was just going to be gorgeous in her prom dress. How about if you picked up your date, and her prom dress was made of gum wrappers? Well, that's what happened in Iowa. Elizabeth Rasmussen made her dress and matching vest for her date out of blue and white wrappers from a Wrigley's gum, from Wrigley's 5 gum. The high school junior says she got the idea after hearing about someone making a dress out of duct tape. She and her boyfriend began collecting gum wrappers last August. She says she quit counting after 200, since the wrappers break easily, she finished her dress with a vinyl top coat. Wow. I have to say, though, she looked pretty cute in it. This is radio, and it sounds awful, but the gum wrappers actually look better than you could imagine. The idea, creativity, bravo. But I don't know that that's what you imagine when you pick up your prom date. Different world, though, okay, than it used to be. This whole idea of 15 minutes of fame has really taken hold in the last decade or so. It's been around forever. But you have a Wyoming man who underwent body piercings for 5 hours, and the reason why is he wanted to become the new record holder. Ed Bruns was out to get 1,501 piercings on Sunday and break the previous record for one session by 304. A piercing artist put the 16-gauge piercing needles in the arms, back, and legs of the 46-year-old. Two notary publics were on hand to certify the documentation that will be sent, along with the video, because that's what you have to do, to the Guinness World Record folks. After the stunt was complete, piercing artist removed all but one of the needles. He's keeping one on the back of his head with a small barbell through it. I don't get it. Body piercings. I mean, I don't care if somebody has tattoos or whatever they have. I don't get the record thing. 1,501. Matt, is that not crazy? It must be just ink walking around.
Yeah, that's more than I'd like to do.
That's like a prison. That's like being in prison for 40 years and you just have piercings on everywhere you can look. I don't get it.
Sounds kind of painful.
It does. It sounds very painful.
It would not be fun going through the airport either.
Oh, no, you'd be setting off all kinds of things. You know, are you kidding? And you think of, well, you think of piercings and then you also throw in tattoos. So tattoos and piercings, it's not a good sight. Like I mentioned, I say to each his own. And piercings, I don't have a problem with somebody having piercings or tattoos. But what's interesting is what you want when you're, you know, 21 versus what you want when, although this guy was older, when you're, you know, 65 and older, then it's, you're looking a little worse for wear with the things that, with the 10 million body piercings and stuff. I don't know that it looks all that great when you're older. Ah, youth. How about this? This is crazy. A 12-year-old British boy racked up more than $1,300 on his mother's credit card so he could buy coins in the Facebook game Farmville. Now his mother is warning parents everywhere that social networking games aren't as harmless as they appear. Farmville is one of Facebook's most popular applications with 82.4 million users. They're given virtual coins to start a farm, and then they can trade in their crops for more coins. But for the less patient users, Farmville allows people to buy extra coins with real money. Oh, of course they do. Sure you can. Zyniga, the makers of Farmville, have refused to refund the cash because the boy lives in his mother's house. Facebook has disabled his account because kids under 13 aren't permitted on the social site. The woman, who remains unnamed, blames her son for the situation but thinks the social networking site should be more responsible. I don't get the whole Farmville thing anyway. I am on Facebook, and you know you can link to my Facebook, and you see people that get all the things and whatever. They must have time. They must have time to be shopping for fake farms and avatars and all kinds of things. But, you know, I don't know. I don't understand that either, because, you know, who am I to spoil somebody's fun? But it would take a long time to go through all that. And I guess that's the point. Not wanting to go through all the time, just buying the coins instead. How about this? Cheerleaders at Saginaw High School in Fort Worth, Texas, have a strange way of spreading school spirit. Here's what they did. A handful of girls had to be disciplined for giving their teammates sodas that contain urine. Ooh. According to a parent of one of the students who drank the tainted beverage, one girl peed into a cup and mixed it with the sodas. The other girls then got the idea to distribute the drinks to teammates at the basketball game. When the prank victims complained the drinks tasted funny, the cheerleaders said it was tart candy. The school district is not happy about this. Two of the girls have received in-school suspensions. The others got lesser punishments. And they've been banned from all cheerleading events for the rest of the school year. Ew, that's all I can say is, ooh, creepy. The fascination of doing that. But then they show people at offices who pee into coffee pots. So maybe it starts young. Time to go back in history before we touch on a few quick birthdays. I already mentioned that it is Wednesday, April 14th. Oh, yes, indeed. Here's some things that happened. In 1775, the first American Society for the Abolition of Slavery, rather, was formed in Philadelphia. In 1828, the first edition of Noah Webster's American Dictionary of the English Language was published. If we go back to 1902, James Cash Penny opened his first store, The Golden Rule, and went on to, of course, J.C. Penney. In 1912, the British liner the Titanic collided with an iceberg in the North Atlantic and began sinking, and we know how that ended. In 1939, John Steinbeck wrote the novel The Grapes of Wrath, and it was first published. He was done with it, and it was published. Still a great book. Cannery Row, though, of Steinbeck's stuff is probably my favorite. And if you get a chance to go there, it's very cool to walk up and down Cannery Row. No doubt about that. And it's almost like the book kind of comes to life for you. Oh, my, oh, my. In 1960, the musical Bye Bye Birdie opened on Broadway. And also, in this day in history, 5 years ago, the House passed and sent to George W. Bush legislation making it tougher to erase obligations in bankruptcy. A big deal to a lot of people who ended up hurrying to try to file bankruptcy to get around the new rules. All right, time for those birthdays. Music, please, maestro.
I need birthday singers. Come on, people, we need birthday singers.
She was in Little Miss Sunshine. The actress, Abigail Breslin, turns 14. When I was in New York, she's in a Broadway play on Helen Keller. And I heard she's pretty good as Helen Keller. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 33 years old. She was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You would know her certainly from that. Brad Garrett, Ray's brother, Robert on Everybody Loves Raymond, turns 50. Julie Christie, who used to date Warren Beatty at one point, famous for Dr. Zhivago role and Darling, 69 years old. How about Pete Rose, Mr. Hustle, Charlie Hustle, the Hit King, 69 years old. Charlie Hustle banned from baseball due to gambling, and that's still heavy conversation. Loretta Lynn, Coal Miner's Daughter, the movie, showed her life. 75 years old. 75 years old. Hey, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. You know, if you go to Buca de Pepa, they give you a giant cupcake with a candle on it. You blow it out. It would normally cost you $5, but you get it for free, and then they sing this weird little song. Hey, it's all part of the birthday process.
Right now, all I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat. I can't stand myself.
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you too. That's the way girls are.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man. Okay. Oh, no. I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.